You about ready? From up your block and down your alley, this is Marty Ford live from the beautiful, rustic, scenic, gastro-infused and romantic downtown basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsil Wash Station, bringing you another powerhouse hour, regardless if you have showered, delivering my sweet as the smell of nature's magnolia, lilies, and honeysuckle flowers, the quickest minute, 60 minutes of radio ever presented. In fact, I am the original American Idol. Although we don't idle in neutral around here a lot, we keep going with this great show and on bbsradio.com. And I am so slow, by the way. This is the fastest hour I mentioned, but I am so slow I have to speed up to stop. Yet, as you listen, learn, and laugh, and journey down mine and hopefully your path to success, regardless of how you were dressed, since here we never ever settle for second best because you are too valuable an asset. Unlike those who just want to be part of the rest. So if you're feeling a little down, a little lonely, a little sad, maybe feeling sorry for yourself because someone hurt your feelings, maybe even feeling like the only tree in a kennel, we know what happens there, you need a daily dose of me and my show, You About Ready, on bbsradio.com. So you can download my previous shows at www.bbsradio.com/you-about-ready. And that'll get you connected to my previous shows on the radio station here. And if you are one of the high techies out there who have an Apple device of some kind, maybe including an Android, if in fact that is an Apple device, what I know about technology would echo in a thimble. So bear with me, folks. You can download using your ad, the BBS radio app. And you can find my shows there and just listen as you go through your day, taking some time to feel good about yourself as you listen, learn, and laugh, as we said before. I am your weekly prescription, which is filled live Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on bbsradio.com. If you want to call into the station here, we will get hooked up somehow, technologically. The number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. If you want to send me an email to talk about anything that's on your mind that we discuss here, or of what you might think of as important, which we all have stuff like that, send me an email and I'll respond. The email address is hamp73@gmail.com. hamp73@gmail.com. I am here to help you raise your awareness. That's my purpose, that's my goal, that's my mission. I want to raise your awareness about you and the world around you. And that's why we do a lot of silly, crazy, goofy, serious stuff around here. Blend it all together, and we have a buffet of stuff. And the better you are with your awareness, the more critically you think about yourself and what you do and how you do it and the world around you and what goes on there, and what you want to get involved with and what you want to avoid, which is most things based on the quality out there, how you want to learn how to fight boredom, the enemy of us all. Because when you're bored, folks, guess what? You're going down. That phone rings and someone says, hey, man, what's up? I'm chilling. Well, guess what? You're chilling, looking for some thrilling, and it ain't happy. You're going down. So you got to keep busy. You got to keep occupied doing things you love to do, give you pleasure, make you feel good about yourself, things that you enjoy. By yourself and with others, hopefully, along the way to the journey of success, to success, to your success. So that's what we want to do. We want to empower you to accomplish more than you ever thought possible, to fight boredom, as I said, the enemy of us all, and to be a kid. And what's it mean to be a kid? You know what it is? It's to color outside the lines. It's to put balloons or a baseball card or streamers on your bike. It's to have a water balloon, not fight, toss. Just toss it. You don't want to fight, right? Wouldn't it be great if the military, as great as they are, we're going to get into that a little bit later about the VA and what's going or not going on there. Well, I was talking to some folks the other day about the military, and I said, wow, those men and women in there, they work out, they're in shape, they're learning skills, they're practicing, they're working, they're playing, they're traveling, they're meeting people from all walks of life from all over the world. Wouldn't it be great if they could do that without having to worry about going to war? We could just consume all the stuff that they consume, give them a good life. We are protected if need be, but it was just a fancy, highly controlled and with a variety of things to do camp, like sleepaway camp, right? And you got to clean your own toilets. But And wouldn't that be cool? But someday that might come. Eventually it will. But as we know, every generation since I think history has been recorded has experienced some kind of war. Maybe two or three. You never know. I am here to raise hell. I'm here to raise more hell than the alligators did when the pond went dry. And speaking of hell, how do you know we are not in hell and when we die, we go to heaven? I don't know. Are there smart people out there who can explain it to me? I'm not sure. And could this be hell that we live in? When you look around it, cynic that you, as I get older, you get a little bit more cynical. You have to keep a positive attitude. But sometimes we get so bombarded with the brainwashing stuff that's out there, we have to take a step back and take over our own empowered world. Our spiritual world, where we make up the rules and we bring in what and who we want in our world to make us feel good about ourselves, doing things we like to do. And you just have to say, is this all there is? There's got to be more out there than what was presented to us every day. There's got to be more. Is that all there is? Sung by Peggy Lee a long time ago. And of course, is that all there is said by some women hoping for something bigger and longer lasting. But that's a different story, folks. We'll get into that another time. Well, I played ball tonight. Not just tonight, but played last Tuesday before the show, as you know. I played Thursday as well. And I played Saturday. Of course, Memorial Day weekend was here, and a lot of people were off from work for a three-day weekend. Many went away, but we had enough for a Saturday run. A little warm, a little humid, but we got a good run in. And then Saturday, I took a walk in the park with my family, who was home, most of them. Sunday, guess what? Sunday soccer. Had 30 guys, ran for an hour and a half. Great run. Monday, soccer at 8:30 was scheduled. We had some show up, but I had basketball as a backup. And we had another full court game with about a dozen guys who were in town and wanted to get a good run, a good burn, something that was it's part of our life, part of our creed. If you want to call it a group, a home group, nothing but the group, so help you God, I don't know, but it works for me. And at my age, I'm still proud. And I don't go around boasting, but I will tell you, you can do things, folks, beyond what you think you can do. There is no reason I should be out there. Everybody's, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, because it's love, passion, determination, the willpower to fight off negative influences and just put your head down and go. And right now, I'm standing, I'm aching, I'm sore, I have pain. But the pain of not playing is far worse than any pain I've learned to endure. So I had a full, 6 out of 7 days, I was out playing and even taking a couple extra hikes as well. And we had good runs. We even got some skin color, right? Us white boys, we got a little darker. Why? We're out in the sun playing soccer, walking, and playing ball. We didn't have to lay at the beach basking in there with baby oil on us, burning like a chicken in the oven. No, we just got nature's natural tanning salon. And it's good. I looked in the mirror. I said, wow, either I need a shave or a shower, or I got a little tan. And I can never understand why so many white people just want to get dark, darker, and become darker. They say it's healthy, and I don't know, but there's a passion there. Tonight's run, we only had 10 guys. We got our 3 or 4 games in, 5 game, boom. I was done in under an hour, which is a lot better than more efficient to get my workout in than going out to Truckee, Nevada and spending money I didn't have to spend or waste and listen to the meter run as you try to perform, which is very difficult to do. Not that I've done that, but I've heard about it from other guys in the service many years ago. So I had time to power up myself with my music. Speaking of basketball, you know, this is the NBA playoffs. And I think with the fact that there's no Lakers, Knicks, Celtics, 76ers, or Bulls, and those are the big markets out there, there are great teams playing, no doubt about it. They have tremendous athletes, tremendous players, really gifted at what they do, skilled and highly trained at what they do, competitive, spirited, energized, thrilling to watch, exciting, and so forth. But I think the NBA needs to get more competitive games out there on the TV. Because the past 4 or 5 games have been pretty lackluster. And even though they're on late on the East Coast here, it's tough to stay up through the third and fourth period, especially when it's a 17-20-point lead, which I know no lead is safe. But, you know, we do have to get up for work. But an exciting game, what? Gets your adrenaline going. makes you part of the game, and the people announcing the game and calling the game and analyzing the game and interviewing people when they really don't want to be interviewed, and it's an inconvenience, but I know it's in the contract for the coaches to talk to the sideline reporter between periods and at halftime and so forth, gets a little annoying and frustrating because they want to focus in on their team, especially if they're not performing well. We need some triple overtimes, you know. We need a couple of those to really get people back. In fact, the guys, the past 4 or 5 days, no one even talks about the NBA playoffs. I don't know if they're waiting for the finals, for something, the end to be near, or it's become so lackluster and we don't have a local team in it from around our part of the East Coast here, the interest level might not be there. But I certainly am watching it, and as I say, the games are a bit lacking in energy and so forth. But they, too, will survive. I'd like to give a fine how-do to all my good old boys and sweet little old boogers out there across America, these here United States of America. Remember to raise hell, little children, because there ain't no heaven, no way. We talked about that, and you all know what I'm talking about. Now, can I get a war eagle from y'all? By the way, the plural of y'all, you'll never guess what it is. I'll tell you what it is, and it's not even part of our critical thinking. The plural of y'all is all of y'all. That's the plural. So let's get a shout out for all the war eagle people out there and the good old boys and the sweet little old boogers who make it all possible for us to enjoy the world in which we live. That's what we want to do. Moving right along here as we progress. In the fastest hour on radio, we're already into it. We're 1/4 done, and I don't know what I've done. Last week's critical thinking. Remember, we want to do critical thinking to get your brain stimulated, to get you thinking about what's going on in your world. Because how many times have you said to yourself, hey, man, or someone asked you, why'd you do that? I wasn't thinking. Well, that's right. You weren't thinking. So when we enlighten ourselves, when we enrich our world, we enhance our being, we become empowered, we can do that thinking. And we avoid mistakes, we avoid the confrontational issues that take us away and distract us from where our target is, where we're focusing on, where our goals are, what we want to accomplish. We get away from that because we're not critically thinking, right? We're not criticizing, but critically thinking. If you just want to drop critical and call a think, yeah, I wasn't thinking. Well, these are little brain busters to help us get thinking. I can be long or I can be short. I can be grown and I can be bought. I can be painted or left bare. I can be round or I can be square. What am I? I can be long or I can be short. I can be grown and I can be bought. I can be painted or left bare. I can be round or square. What am I? You're a fingernail. That's what you are. This week's brain buster. Remember, a fingernail. We all have them. Hopefully you have 10. And maybe some people don't have as many. And you have toenails, too, so you get a mani-pedi, and you feel good about yourself. What's the only food never sold, canned, frozen, processed, or cooked? It's always sold as fresh. What's the only food never sold, canned, frozen, processed, or cooked? It's always sold as fresh. Tune in next week, 9 o'clock, Tuesday nights, bbsradio.com, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you'll get the answer. Tidbit of useless information. Why do we need these? As I said many times, and I'll repeat it once again, try to do it monthly on the repetition of things, in case you missed out or you don't get a chance to listen to previous shows, which you should do, to feel good about yourself and to learn something and to listen. Listening is more than half of what communication is all about. We have all these experts on communication. No one ever talks about listening, right? You got 2 ears and 1 mouth. You should listen twice as much as you speak. All right, this week's tidbit of useless information. The average lifespan of a Major League Baseball is 7 pitches. Now, I will tell you, I coached Little League Baseball, and I think we used the same balls for 4 years, you know, unless we lost a few in the woods on a foul ball that no one wanted to go into the bug-infested or rodent-infested woods, animal-infested, I should say. So we gave it up. But imagine every 7 pitches. And if you watch a Major League Baseball game, if a guy sneezes, they get a new ball. If a guy drops it, if the catcher drops it out of his glove and it gets a little dirt, they get a new ball. You know, I'd like to have the concession for that. Let me be the vendor. Give me the contract. I'll supply him all day. You know, in the indoor arena football league, we went to a few games with the Columbus Lions from Columbus, Georgia. Hey, guys, how you doing out there? I know who's working with you tonight. Down there, great state of Georgia. in the United States of America. We love it all. Anyway, we went to a couple of these indoor arena football games, watching the Columbus Lions, and I was really like, whoa, taken back. Every time the football goes out of bounds, it's left to the person who catches it. They can keep it. You know, normally you'll throw it back, except in baseball. That's why baseball, they use every seven, because there's so many foul balls, they lose the balls. But a football is more expensive. And I did some research with an owner of the team, and he told me they spend like $15,000 a year. They cost $40 a piece, $30 to $40 a piece, depending on the quantities, and they go through hundreds of them a year. And it's great customer service and public relations and marketing. It's an incentive to keep a ball. Because on their way out, we saw a couple kids with their parents walking out, and the kid was clutching the ball like it was sacred. It was his. And some of them were autographed, which is cool. Going to a professional sporting game and coming home with a souvenir football. In fact, the football is bigger than most of the little kids who were carrying it around from the neck up. So that's our tidbit of useless information. If you get a chance to go to an indoor arena football game, fantastic. You know, they run up against competition during their season, and as far as other sporting venues that are going on, but it is exciting. You are right there. You're in the game. You can watch their earlobes sweat. It's very exciting and a fun sport, and we wish them all a lot of success because they're doing what they love doing. The players are guys who play, most of them play college ball, and they're a little older right now. They didn't make it into the professional ranks for whatever reason. A lot of them are walking around wounded and injured, but they're doing what they love. You know, 30 years from now, I hope they're doing it the way I'm doing basketball with guys 3-4 decades younger than me. You know, I don't know if their bodies will hold up, but we just wish them the best. And they do provide a great, great entertainment and exciting, thrilling football game. Close action, and it's fast-paced, and we like that, right? Remember, I'm so slow, I got to speed up the stop, so anything fast, I enjoy. Clichés, we throw them around, we use them, we overuse them, we just stomp them into the ground, and we get to expect to hear. We can almost predict what people are going to say during a conversation, especially when you're listening to the rectangular brainwashing box, whether it's a 15-inch computer screen, a 3-inch cell phone screen, or a 900-inch TV screen. They're out there, they just put them out, and it takes away from what? Critical thinking. We don't take enough time to think about something more substantial, more accurate, more to the point of what we want to say. So we rely and we fall back on the good old clichés. And we've gone over them. You know, I've listed dozens of them over the past few months. And this week we want to add one more, which is the sacrifice of people by doing what? We throw them under the bus. Just listen. You know, raising your awareness is listening to what is being said or told to you or presented to you during conversation, even at work, in your family, in the neighborhood, in the movies, on television, and so forth. Just think, count the number of times, if you want, you hear certain words, you know, like at the end of the day, amazing, transparency. If it's a military thing, it's boots on the ground. Whatever those things are, all in, if you're watching the poker things, the card games on TV, I'm all in, right? And many guys can't get all in for a lot of reasons, nothing to do with playing Texas Hold'em or any of those games. So be careful, be aware, not careful, just be aware, because when you're aware, you're alive to yourself and to others. You're cognizant of the world around you, and eventually you're going to get sick of it and say, no more of this. I'm not going to use those. I'm not going to use those. And that's good, because it all starts with one person making a difference for themselves. And excitingly enough, that's a contagious feeling that people like to pick up on. Wow, you could have said this. You could have said amazing, but you didn't. You said something else. You said, oh, wasn't that grand? Wasn't that exciting? Wasn't that thrilling? Wasn't that overwhelming? Right? Something. Come up with something new. And what will happen is we'll get rid of the old clichés and we'll just replace them with a new set, and then the cycle will begin, like those who have difficulty maintaining their healthy lifestyle and slipping back into relapse all the time. Recovery is possible, folks, but you got to work it. And it all starts with you, right? It all starts with you. You become friends with yourself. You start liking yourself. It's all part of the empowerment work we do here. words we put out, power words that you follow, determination and commitment and sacrifice and humor. Don't forget to laugh. Remember I said, be a kid, paint your face, splash in a puddle when the rain's coming down. Do that stuff. And don't worry about the people saying, what are you doing that for? Get in the house. You know, what are you, stupid? You'll catch a cold. No, forget them. You don't need them. They're interfering with your well-being, your health, your well-being. And you see, people see you feeling good about yourself doing those things, and they get jealous. So they start telling you not to do it for whatever reason. And that goes back to the bully mentality. The bully feels so weak and powerless to themselves, they have to bully somebody else to make them feel weaker and lower than the bully does, so that the bully isn't looking up from the bottom. There's someone below them. Happens all the time, folks, wherever it is. Schools, neighborhoods, politics, all over the place. They just bully and they ramrod themselves right through everything in their way. Not good, not healthy. And we see where bully mentality goes, because they're actually angry people. And they've never confronted and dealt with their anger. So they take it out on other people. And we'll get into that in another minute or two. Well, we want to have some pun, fun, son of a gun. And after these, to the bathroom, you might have to run. A guy I know says he's addicted to brake fluid. However, he says he can stop any time. A little fun, pun, pun, fun. Now, constipation's a big problem. I went many years ago. I'm telling you, it has to be 35, maybe 40 years ago. I'm not sure. I went to a gastro guy just to get a checkup. And I was told by the nursing staff that there are people who come in daily, weekly, monthly for an enema procedure, right? It's a big problem. And I think that's why so many people are angry, because they're irregular. They're constipated. They're going to have their brains are going to blow up from keeping all that stuff in. They have no waste. They have no way to rid themselves of waste. And then what do they become? They become waste themselves. And they become bullied because they're angry, because they don't have this regularity in their life, right? It's a big problem, especially leaders who wear nooses. Oops, I mean ties. They wear that noose, that tie, all day to work, and it just tightens them up, and they get angry. And you got to loosen up, man. You ever hear that loosen up bit? Yeah, loosen the tie. They're as tight as a knotted ties, which keeps the guts tied in knots, which is why they are so angry. You'd be angry if you couldn't regularly leave a loaf or drop a deuce. Remember, you never take one, you leave it, because you don't want to take anything with you once you're done, right? Watch our language. It can be tricky, vague, and ambiguous. Everybody says, I'm going to go take a, right? Whatever they call it, right? A poo-poo, right? No, you don't want to take it. Leave it. Not for the next guy. Get rid of it. Hey, we have a surprise segment tonight. The Eagle Bird has brought us a surprise segment. You know, our language is ambiguous, as I just described a little bit. Last week we had the three DW words, dwindle, dwarf, and dwell. Right? It's confusing a lot of times, and I came up with a couple of things. Can you find a word, or do you know of a word that has four Z's in it? Now, this isn't going to put you to sleep like you saw in Z's in the cartoons. These are just Z's, four Z's in one word. Well, you know one word that has two Z's in it. By the time kids are 10 years old, they probably have had 500 slices of it, and that's pizza. But what do people think pizza has, which is a nutritious food and a lot of different varieties these days? Artisan pizza, infused pizza, confused people. Pizzazz. Pizzazz is like the only word that has four Z's in it, and there's only seven letters in the whole word. Pretty cool stuff. Boy, are we getting lazy. We're fat, we're lazy, we're obese, we're apathetic. No wonder why Russia wants to team up with China. They just signed that big deal for $400 billion of gas. They're probably snooping around and saying, yeah, man, America, man, they're fat, lazy, apathetic, non-caring. All they want is their electronics that Japan has brainwashed them with since World War II. After Japan got blown up, said, we'll get even with you guys. And they have, with electronics. I don't know what's made in America anymore. I think we make babies. And sometimes I don't know about that. But we're lazy and we're getting lazier. And we're ready. We're primed. Terrible thing. We're primed for people to come at us because we're showing weakness, right? And this is some, these are some examples of how we have laziness. We have what? Smartphones, smart TVs, smart cars, smart houses. And I just learned the other day, there will be coming shortly, if they're not already here, smart toilets with apps that you can do stuff, right? And music built in. You can listen, leave a loaf and listen. Instead of listen, learn, and laugh, you can leave a loaf and listen, right? And maybe you'll feel good about yourself. Maybe you won't be one of those constipated few who are angry so much because their stomach is tied tighter than the tie knots in their around their neck, right? And the other thing is we become lazy. There are cabinet drawers, like in a vanity in a bathroom. You don't even have to push them all the way shut. Close them halfway, they slide close themselves. Are we that lazy? We can't give another flick of the finger or the wrist, right? We need to push a button to open and lock car doors. Now, I understand this was born out of a safety issue, and I respect that. But if we got rid of all the crazies and the psychos on the, who were on the streets and put them away and emancipate the weed people from incarceration and put them back on the streets, we don't have to worry about opening our car late at night at a shopping center or a school or at work. Because the crazies won't be out. There'll always be a few. We know that. Because a lot of them slip through the cracks, just like the kid in California last week. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But we are lazy and getting lazier. Now there's an app that will grow your garden for you. An app that will grow your garden. Now, we just planted. We bought from one of the big box stores. Why, I don't know. We were right there, and it was convenient. And I tried to find something that was all natural, but everything is a hybrid, laced with all the, I guess, the ingredients that take it away from being natural. And like many products on the market these days, it's sort of blended with other things that are found in laboratories, right? So if we get the bad guys and the psychos off the street, we don't have to worry about opening and locking our car. We can do it manually, right? And our lights, the lights go off automatically. I don't trust that stuff. I'm old-fashioned. I don't want to come out in the morning and say, oh, the lights are on because the thing didn't work, and now you're out $100. You got half a day at work, a day's pay, because you have to take a personal day or something, and you're losing time because you got to get a new battery. Remember, we're living. All this does, especially for the security thing for the car, and I understand that, it just increases the fact that we're living in fear. And when you live in fear, you become what? It destroys you, it immobilizes you, and it impedes your progress towards achieving your goals because we live in fear. And remember, the big thing about fear is we're not afraid of failure. We're afraid of success because success comes so infrequently. Think about how many times you've failed and how many times you've succeeded. Hopefully you failed more than, well, it's not a positive hope, but generally you're going to fail more than you succeed. But one success wipes out dozens, scores of failures. It doesn't take much. Tonight I played ball, I missed 5 shots in a row. Couldn't make a layup. Couldn't find the basket. As the cliche says, I couldn't throw it in the ocean. But we don't live near the ocean, so that's a real heap. But finally I made a shot. I felt good about myself. The team was encouraged, and we won that game and a few others, which was nice. So you keep plugging away. You keep trying. Failure should motivate you. It's not a failure unless you learn and grow from it. It's a failure if it impedes you and stops you from progressing. That's what failure does. That's what bullies do. They put fear in your character, in your soul, in your heart, and worse, in your mind. And that's a terrible thing. But they thrive on that. Right? Who said that? The only thing to fear is fear itself? Because they were talking about fear is real, but we're afraid of success. Think about a boy who wants to ask a girl out. He's got some free time. He says, hey, Mary, will you go with me to the movies? No, I can't, man. I'm going out with my girlfriend. Hey, Jennifer, will you go out with me? Well, I'm going to my grandmother's house. It's her birthday. He said, well, Rachel, will you go out with me? She says, yeah. He says, holy jeez, I got a problem now. What's the problem? Well, what time do you want to go to the movies? You want the 7:00, the 9:00, the 10:30? You want to eat before or after? What kind of food do you want? Do you like? Should I pick you up? Should we meet there? Because I'm working. It's across town. It would be more time efficient if we met there. You have all these critical thinking things to resolve. That's part of the fun. That's part of the jazz of learning and growing as a person, to confront these things, overcome them, and move on with your life. It's not an obstacle once you get through it. Once you think, communicate, listen to the other person, say what you want to say, be honest and truthful, and you go out and have a good time. By the way, where did the boy cow and the girl cow go on their first date? We all know that. To the movies. That's where they went. That's where they went. We talked about this a minute ago. I'm angry. I'm sorry. I'm angry. It's one of the two words that end in G-R-Y. I'm also hungry, which is the other word. So I'm angry and hungry. I'm not angry because I'm hungry, right? I'm hungry because I didn't eat since lunch and I played ball tonight and I'm going to fight through it. After the show, I might have a piece of fruit, but I don't want to do anything crazy. So I'll get ready for my egg white omelet on rice cakes for breakfast, right? And maybe a bowl of cereal as well with a little milk and some orange juice. Remember, folks, breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, dinner like a pauper. You'll lose the weight. Within a week, your pants will get a little loose. You'll feel good about yourself. It's bathing suit time. It's your time. When are you going to make the commitment to lose the weight? Every week, I mention to you, what did you do for yourself that's good and healthy this week for you? Did you drop a few pounds? Did you make someone laugh? Did you laugh? Right? Did you have fun? Did you achieve a goal? Did you set a goal last week? I'm always challenging you. Tonight, set a goal that you want to accomplish by next week and think about it. In fact, email me, hamp73@gmail.com. Hamp73@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'll put it on the air with your permission. And incidentally, if anybody wants to advertise their products or services, their business on the show, it's very reasonable. Send me an email, hamp73@gmail.com, and we'll do a little business. And it's very little. Hopefully, you'll get more business from that because I'm a pretty good salesman, I think. So the kid who posted on YouTube, right, and manipulated his way through interviews, who scammed all the credentialed, educated, experienced experts who passed him along among themselves, not knowing what to do about him. How do we handle this kid? What's going on? He's got signals all out there. This kid should not have been on the streets. He was dangerous, and he proved it. And when are we going to get over this? And there's others out there like him, and somebody knows what's going on. Somebody knows. Somebody has received signals and messages. They don't need a manifesto, right? What's his name had the manifesto? Marx, Communist Manifesto? He had a manifesto. I don't think this kid is the same as that. So I don't know why they call it a manifesto. I guess they didn't want to use another less sophisticated word, like his writings. So anyway, he was on the streets. He shouldn't have been there. He was dangerous. He acted on it. And now tragedy has struck all those families. The biggest nightmare a parent has is to bury a kid. And there's going to be multiple funerals. And even his roommate admitted that he wanted to get out and he couldn't get out in time. And he fell victim to the blade, as did a couple others. This is awful. This is this should never happen because people knew. You can't fart. And 25 people don't know it within 10 minutes. Some signals are out there. We all know that. Who is going to be brave enough, have the courage enough to say, this kid's psycho, get him out of here. He's dangerous, folks. How many more like there are out there protected by? They're protected by laws, confidentiality, privacy. And worst of all, we don't want to hurt his feelings. We'll reward them to try to teach them the right way. Behavior management, give him a candy bar. That psychoaffluenza kid who destroyed four families, I think it was, in the drunk driving thing, he didn't know he did anything wrong. No one ever told him. He wasn't taught. Are you kidding? Get me out of here. Get them out of here. What is wrong? We protect the ones that destroy. Once you know your enemy, they're not your enemy. And we know who these enemies are. There's signals out there. There's messages sent. They're almost made public, which he did, this wacko. Right? And I feel bad for his family. But hey, what's going on there? Did they know about it? I think they even sent out messages or signals to somebody as well to try to get this kid before he did his damage. But how many more incidents like this are going to happen? And maybe because of the media today, this type of stuff gets coverage beyond our wildest dreams. Because maybe this stuff went on many years ago, a generation or two ago, but we didn't have the way to present it to the people unless it was in your community. Same thing with all the people who make it do wrong with kids. Don't mess with kids. You mess with kids, you don't deserve to be out in the streets, and maybe even worse, maybe eliminated and rid from our society and our culture so you don't destroy anybody else. But how many lives are ruined by people who are now protected by certain rules that are antiquated and they're just inappropriate and they do nothing for the victims? We can prevent, and you know what? If you're out there and you want to do that kind of stuff, take care of yourself first and then worry about everybody else. Because if you take care of yourself first, we don't have to worry about you and what you do and what you think and how you're, and you didn't have a birthday party and no one liked you, didn't have any friends. Yeah, there's reasons for that. That's a signal right there. He was a loner. He, you know, a vigil. I'm sick of seeing these vigils all over the place for things that don't have to happen. If we have people who have the courage and brass ones to make a stand and to say, hey, you don't belong out there. We're gonna remove you from our environment, society. It'll all come out, I'm telling you. Nobody liked him. He had no friends, as I mentioned. He behaved odd and strange and unusual. He was a good kid, never had a birthday party, never was on a team. All the excuses will be discussed. Remember, excuses describe failure, while reasons define success. When you give yourself excuses, when you make excuses for your own self, oh, I'll stop smoking tomorrow. I won't get high for this week. I'll start my diet next month, whatever. Those are all excuses. You're going to just repeat the behavior. You have to have reasons to explain your success, to define it as you, because you can make excuses all you want, right? And it doesn't satisfy anybody. Nobody cares after a while because you're still doing the same behaviors and attitudes. And your value system is going down, right? All the analysis will be done and told to us by the same rude, crude, and poor behaving role models in the brainwashing box presenting all this information exclusively on our station. Just like the VA scandal, it will be talk, 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 and more talk, and little if any action until it happens to the right people, like when it happened to the Brady Bill, when Brady got shot in D.C., and the way MAD was formed. I think there was a Mothers Against Drunk Driving. There was an incident many years ago involving someone in a family of import down in leadership positions down in D.C., and I think that's how the whole thing got started. I know nothing, but I will say he sent messages before his YouTube performance. I cannot say anything because I don't know. I'm ignorant. But somebody knew something. When are we going to make a commitment to our people to rid the country of the evil that is out there waiting to strike? As I said before, because there will be more. It's all right if we have to hurt someone's feeling. And that's okay. Why? Because we're getting rid of somebody who's a hazard and a threat. And you don't want that walking the streets when your kids are walking out there or you're walking out there. It's not a gun issue, so don't go after them with the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. If you want the right to bear arms, just take off your shirt and go sleeveless. It's not a political issue, so don't blame any of those folks. And I did say those folks because they got their hand in everything. It's about getting the psychos and the crazies off the streets and out of the way so we can have our kids do what? What they should be doing. Playing. Getting up, getting out, getting going. Get away from the refrigerator. Get away from the electronics. Get out and play. The life skills that they learn when they're playing are invaluable. They're priceless. And that's how you learn. That's how you teach the next generation. That's how they become mature, responsible, productive, fun, exciting, thrilling, doing, creating, achieving citizens of our great country. Right? So they can go to the playground and not have twice as many adults there to hover over them, watching every move they make. And you know what, folks? If the kid gets an owie, let him cry a little. He'll shake it off. He doesn't need a boo-boo bunny. He doesn't need an ice pack. Doesn't need a Band-Aid. Unless there's blood, of course. Just let him go and play. They'll be fine, right? Go sit at the other side of the park and talk to people. Communicate with them face-to-face. Not with the Facebook or the social media, which is taking away from our culture. We don't interact. We don't relate. We don't communicate. Right? And remember, don't forgive people like what just happened in California or anything like it. Don't forgive them or anyone else that creates havoc or harm to you or anyone else. You know why? Because when you forgive, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. It gives them permission. You know the writing I will do of my poems. My attitude has always been, don't tell them, show them. That's how it will always be. Like Missouri's motto, show me. I want to please you folks, but first I got to please me. Been that way all my life, and that's how it's going to be. You do the same for you. You too can go from worst to first, if that is your desire, passion, and thirst. Keep diving, hustling, scrambling. Dig deep in your soul. Obtain, retain, and maintain control. That's how we roll around here, and that's the way we want you to roll. Control. When you're in control, you win. When you make time your friend, you win. When time is not your friend, you're going to lose. When you get up late in the morning, you cut yourself shaving, and the button pops off your shirt, and you don't have a belt, you can't find it, you have two different color socks, not important. You pick up your briefcase or backpack, everything falls out, you gulp down some food, it spills all over your shirt, it's raining outside, and you get to work, and on the way there, you get behind every imaginable driver who's not in a hurry like you, and you go, every light you get is going to get red, be red, and you'll be behind the school buses who are late as well because of the weather or whatever's going on. You get to work or school, and you got to park not in your usual spot, but further out, five or six rows deeper, and it's still raining, and your umbrella is home along with your wallet, and you just drove without your license. And then you're paranoid all day, worried about getting stopped by the police on the way home who are doing their job. Make time your friend, and you win. Give yourself time. It's the greatest gift you can give yourself and someone else, especially someone who's hurting. Someone you know is hurting. They need your time or someone else's time just for you to listen. As I said, you got two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much as you talk. Corruption, scandals, bribe. Is this the best we can do? When you sneeze, you say, ha, 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 choo. What a disgrace. In your fantasy or role-playing world, do you prefer leather or lace? Are we the best? We the human race? Every day we lose more and more face. There are millions homeless, hopeless, and displaced from natural disaster, disease, starvation, and war. Can we take all this? How much more? Language, economic gap, and lack of trust in leadership. What happened to kin and friendship? Did they jump ship? We bleed our blood. They are breeders of continued bleeders. What a creed, weighted with greed. In trouble, crisis, and most of all, who will take the lead and do the deed? Warnings we have and will always need. Nothing we can do. Power is never eschewed. Do we just brood, apathetic, never in the mood? I'll bet you're waiting for me to say, dude! Not going to do it, although I just did. Your life, you inspire. By the way, a terrible word, retire. Oh, it's the worst word in the world. Never retire. I am here to keep you empowered, motivated, and make you aware. I do care, which may be rare. Okay, sometimes I can be rude. I will keep you in the groove. For all of us, it behooves. Take the first step to your journey to success. In order to get there, first, you must leave. In yourself, you must believe. Now, you are ready to achieve. Become empowered, folks. Fight boredom. Be a kid. Have fun. Enjoy your world. Enjoy life. Do it for someone else. Now, we got a big one. We got the VA scandal. You know, don't look on the back of a shirt to find the name of a hero, whoever that might be. Look at the chest of a veteran. There are real and true only heroes because they do what they do to help us, allow us, empower us to do what we want to do because we have people to protect us. You know, if you were buying a team, a sports team, and you were starting it up, the first thing you would do is start with defense. Let's stop the other team from scoring. So we'll build a big defense, a strong defense, a secure defense, an efficient defense. Yeah, we'll do that. And then we'll build an offense because we'll be able to score. We'll have the ball more because our defense will give us the ball or take it away from the other ones, and we can do what we do best and a little bit more on offense. So, yeah, defense is good. That's why we have the military. If you don't like it, go to another country. There's other places out there. I don't know why we can give millions and billions of dollars in tax breaks to certain people, but we can't afford to provide for our veterans. We can't take care of them. And we are the home of the free because of the brave. If I'm flying the flag, which I'm not, just realize, folks, our people, the military people are out there. And now there's a scandal brewing that they're not getting services that they have a need for because of what they were doing to protect our country. Whatever injury, physical, mental, biological, chemical, whatever it is, They're injured. They need help. And we have people down in the VA saying, oh, yes, we know there's a problem. And it's disgraceful. It's appalling. It's terrible. And we know all these things. Talk, 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 talk. Who's doing something about it? Who is doing? What if the military folks said, you know, and they would never do this, by the way. They would never do it. What if they said, you know, we're going to put down our guns. We're not going to do what we're supposed to do. In fact, we're just going to do something, either nothing or the opposite. Go do whatever we want to do, but we're not going to do what we're supposed to do. Well, that's what the VA is telling the veterans who are coming home in need of their services. That's what they're telling them from the leadership on down. I wonder where the money goes. And that protest could be similar to, and I'm going to pronounce it incorrectly, it's either Lysistrata or Lysistrata, I think it's one of those stories, about war when the women protested using the power of only what women have, which is very strong and powerful. They used that and they stopped the fighting. So what if our soldiers said, we're not going to fight anymore. We're going to go watch the sunrise. We're going to go count the sand, great grains of sand out in the desert somewhere. We're not going to do anything. Right? That's what the way the VA is treating our soldiers. It's a disgrace. It's time to start doing something because all the talk has been done. Even the president pledges to uphold, listen to this, the sacred trust. It takes a lifetime to build a reputation. It takes 2 minutes to lose it or less. How can you trust somebody who tells you that's like the guy saying, let me be perfectly honest with you, or let me be honest with you. How can you trust what they said prior to that statement? So if the president is now saying he pledges to uphold the sacred trust, what did we have before that? We had distrust, and it's proven right now. The reason you have a contract with somebody, if they're painting your house or building a deck or something, you have a contract, not because you trust the person, but it's because of distrust. So if things go wrong and you go to small claims court, there's a firm contract the judge can look at and say, who didn't live up to their end of the bargain? What's going on? Then they can negotiate and settle it. Right? Where's the money going at the VA? I'd like to see the paper trail down there, and I really like to see the expense accounts that these folks are putting in for. You know, I don't want to pay for their theater tickets or football games or whatever they do, limos. I don't want to pay for all that. We got to give that money to the veterans, right? How do you let it get out of control? Where are the safeguards, the checks and balances, and all the other government gibberish down there? How can this happen? We let this giant bureaucracy who's charged with the responsibility of providing care for all veterans who need their services, and we're letting them die. They're dying, folks. I think over 40 of them already. I don't know the exact number. I apologize if I'm short on that. But that's a tragedy, a travesty. And now there are some who want to prohibit veterans from purchasing, having possession or receipt of or transporting any firearm or ammunition. Are they that dangerous? We're training them to kill. And if they are that dangerous, yank them out of there and give them the services and treatments that they need, the help that they need, instead of wasting all the money. I don't know where the money's going. Let's see the budget. Who's accountable down there? It is terrible. Now, one last thing about that before we move on to another delicate topic is that 41 senators just voted to block a bill to provide benefits for veterans, and they just did it this week. And that goes on top of, I have it here somewhere, a previous bill where senators voted to cut the pensions of U.S. military veterans. Why don't they cut their pension first? I'll have what you're having. We're paying for you, senators and congressmen and representatives and presidents and all the cabinet, whoever's down there. We're paying for you. Where's ours? We can pay for national health care. I'll have what you're having. We're paying for you. Why can't I pay for me? Why can't we do that? We can't trust. The president just said we have to try to regain trust, which means we've lost it. Who are you going to trust, and how is that going to happen? I don't know. Now, the VA wants to use private hospitals, right? What's that going to cost? I mean, again, they're admitting they can't do the work. The use of private, and then you're going to get health care involved to pay for all this stuff when the money's already been there in the VA to take care of our folks, the ones who've sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice many times so that we can do what we want to do. It's just an admission they can't do their job. Shut it down and start over. One way that I have, not as a solution, but one way to get services to veterans, and I'm only a small one-man person in the beautiful downtown, rustic, scenic basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill in Tonsawa Station. I have a website, www.connectwithveterans.com. www.connectwithveterans.com. It's a registration, so veterans can find their buddies with whom they spent that special and unique time with while serving the country in uniform. Very special relationship. There's none other like it. Just like the mother-daughter is the most unique relationship in a family environment, different than father-son, father-daughter, mother-son. The mother-daughter one, I'm in that because I have a wife and a daughter and a son as well. But I'll never understand their relationship, and I don't want to. I don't need to. They do it, and that's great for them. But my website, have people register. It's $25 to sign up and $10 annual renewal fee. A little tiny part, I don't know, probably under 5% or less, will go to help pay for the website. I'm not taking money. I'm not like the Wounded Warrior guys who are taking anywhere between $150,000 and $300,000 to sit in those nice offices and give out nothing to the veterans. I'm not that. The money we collect, that I collect for this, guess what? It's going right back to the veterans. And we'll find them. You don't have to look far. There's 4,500 homeless female veterans, half of whom have been sexually abused while in uniform. That's a disgrace. Another cover-up scandal. We are abusing the people who are supposed to be in charge of protecting us. I'm getting off on this, folks. You really got to get crazy, and you got to do something with me, because being crazy is okay. Keeps it from going insane. And besides, it's just a state of mind. We have enough insanity out there, as evidenced by that crazy kid or that insane kid shooting up those people and stabbing them last week. I'm back to normal, whatever normal is. Hey, bananas. Bananas are cool, man. Special segment, bananas. Bananas are good for what? Listen to this. This is a list. Where it came from, I don't know, but people used to smoke bananas and thought they got high back in the 60s. It's good for what? Depression, PMS, anemia, blood pressure, brain power. I need that. I better eat a bucket of them. Constipation. Oh, we talked about that. So maybe all the people at the gastro guy, right, can eat bananas instead of getting the putting fleet up in their posterior near their delicate tissue. Constipation, hangovers, heartburn, morning sickness, mosquito bites, nerves, ulcers, and temperature control. Now, that's bananas this week. We just found out that a low dose of aspirin is not healthy for healthy people, right? Doctors say you get older, especially, take an aspirin, it thins out the blood, rips your stomach guts apart, but it's better for you, for circulation. You never know what to believe. Where is the truth? I don't know. It's out there somewhere. Coffee's good for you, coffee's bad for you. Eggs are good for you, eggs are bad for you. We don't know. Chocolate is good for you, chocolate is bad for you. I happen to believe chocolate's good, and most people, especially women, will say chocolate is great for you. And in fact, I've been told that I prefer the darker the chocolate, like lettuce. There's a hint right there about lettuce. Darker the chocolate, like lettuce, the better it is for you somehow nutritionally. I don't know. I'm not a nutritionist. But I'd like to know who pays for all these studies, who sponsors them, where's the money coming from, and who's making it. I hope it's not government contracts that are put out there on the fedbizops.com or www.fedbizops.com, because if you read through there, you'll find out where a lot of the money goes, and who knows, a lot of it's no bid contracts as well, or contracts given to people who used to have government jobs, and now for whatever reason they're out, and they have to earn a living somehow that we have to pay for, so they get a government contract, set up an office, and boom, they're in business. I wish it would be so easy for the rest of us. So bananas are good this week, folks, so go out and have a banana, and try not to smoke it, because it's probably just going to stink up your house. Everything you do is based on the choices you make. The problem is we have too many choices out there. And if you don't realize that, go to an ice cream store and try to figure out what flavors you like. Go to a big box sporting store and try to pick out a pair of sneakers or shoes for yourself, worse for your kids. Too many choices. You can go to the electronic stores and cars and TVs and so forth. Too many choices, right? And that's a problem. So it's based on the choices you make. And it's not no one's fault. It's not your parents. It's not people who you were in relationships with. It's not your job. It's not the economy. It's not the weather. It's not your age. Nothing's to blame. You and only you are responsible for every choice and decision you make in your life. Take ownership in it. Take responsibility. Become accountable, right? Refrain. Stop. Don't do it. Play the blame game. Because when you're pointing a finger at someone else, guess what you're doing? You're pointing three back at you. Look in the mirror. See what's going on. Like yourself. Trust yourself. Be honest with yourself. Love yourself. Be friends with yourself. You don't have to go around patting yourself off the back. Once you start, remember before I said, in order to get there, first you have to leave. You got to start with you. It all starts there. And I know there's millions of people miserable out there, sitting in their stuff, struggling with obstacles they don't think they can overcome, but it's possible. It's possible because you can do it. And maybe no one ever told you that you can do something for yourself that's healthy and good, right? So it's no one else's fault. It's yours. And it's not your fault. It's yours to cure. And in the short term, you're not going to cure anything. But you can begin the healing process for the long term. Because you're in this game of life for the rest of your life. And why not live it on your terms? With you in control, with you making decisions, with you accomplishing more than you ever thought possible. By setting reasonable, achievable goals, getting one, achieving one, and then getting another one, right? So you can do that. The FEMA camps. I think the FEMA camps are great ideas, but they should be used for rehab. All the people where they can work on their self-esteem, their self-worth, their value, their awareness, their respect, their compassion, their determination. All the power words we use from my book, Power Up Your Power, right? Let the FEMA camps be places where people can go and rehab their life if they've been habbed in the first place, right? If they're part of the psycho world out there, we don't want them. Put them somewhere else out of circulation, right? So we can do that. Now, the wise guy says, two dozen candy bars. And you know what I got? Besides sick to my stomach, I became a diabetic. Too much sugar out there, folks. It's everywhere. I was just going to buy some new kind of fruit juice I saw, and it looked good. It was on sale, so I was going to try it. It was a little cheaper. I'm standing in line to check out, and I'm reading the label, and it's high fructose corn syrup, the number two ingredient after water. I put it back. We don't have to fill ourselves with the sugars all the time. You don't need that stuff. It's not healthy for you, right? And it's just going to do what? Put on the extra weight. Get rid of the carbs. Get rid of the sugars. Breakfast like a king. Lunch like a queen. Dinner like a pauper. Get up, get out, and get going. Now, be with people who bring out the best in you, not the stress in you. This is Marty Ford, live on BBSRadio.com. Power up your power. The power is in you.